Who's that? Who just joined? Oh, it's you, Phil. Ew. Ew, it's you. Ew. Ew. Don't even know if you can hear me. Whose
Sup?
mic is that? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so this mic isn't as whack as I thought it was. I had to remove Psycho Kendrick Lamar from the freaking chat because he's like, "Nah, I don't want to be in the podcast." Like, then
Oof.
why the frick are you in this chat? Oh my gosh. It's so freaking annoying.
Yeah.
Phil, I'm getting background noise from you. It's just me echoing through your speaker or whatever. Oh. Bro, Choke's chat is vibing right now.
What's happening back there?
They're all just saying penis fart. That's all they're saying is penis fart. Let me read this off to you. Penis fart, penis fart, penis fart, penis fart. All from different people. Is anyone else
Wow.
gonna join? I was hoping DePolio would join, but he ain't joining.
Nope.
No, yeah, he ain't joining. He what?
Oh my gosh, he isn't.
He isn't. He's a pee-pee face. Painting podcast. We're making progress. First ever episode that's gonna be on Spotify. I suppose I could upload the crappy one that we did where my mic was off and you couldn't understand what I was saying.
Let's
But
not.
yeah, let's not do that. I don't want to tell you this because then you're gonna want some of it, but I found out that you can put ads in. So I set it up to give me money for ads.
Give me some.
No. This podcast was my idea. It's my money, and it only lets me do one ad. One freaking ad, and it pays like 2 cents.
Why are you so loud, fam?
Fine, okay, I'll be quiet. I'll fucking quiet.
Okay.
This is ASMR time now. ASMR, I'm gonna Google something real fast. All right. Welcome to the ASMR episode of Peen Team Podcast, where today we will be discussing, as I told Phil, we were going to discuss. First of all, anal stuff, and second of all, draft stuff for because last time, I thought we were talking about college draft, and I thought we were talking about anal draft, and it really made it confusing. Do you guys like the ASMR? Is it turning you on? I bet
Yes.
it is. I'm a sexy boy, aren't I? All right, so first overall pick, we got the Cincinnati Bengals. Phil, who are they taking first overall?
You ready for this? It's
Yeah.
gonna be a shocker. Joe Burrow.
What? What? That makes no fucking sense. I'm allowed to say fucking, right? Oh, this is on YouTube. I'm not gonna get demonetized. Second overall, Washington Redskins. I see this can go two ways. They draft a quarterback. I don't know, or they draft Chase Young. I think I'm kind of leaning towards them drafting Chase Young just because they kind of have a record at sucking at drafting a player. They should draft a quarterback. What's the guy from Oregon's name? I don't know, but
Me either. Hold up, be
maybe
right back.
Jake Fromm, maybe
Sing a song real
another
quick.
quarterback, Tua? I don't know. Oh,
Sing a
so you want
song.
me to sing a song? Sing a song?
Yes, real quick, I gotta do something.
Hey, it's just a number, Phil. Doodly do, sprinting down the hallway. Doodly do, going through the door. Doodly do, I got a key card. It's the wrong one. Oh boy, right. Okay, I'm gonna go with that one. I am gonna die. I'm gonna go with that one. I am gonna die. I'm gonna go with that's okay. I am gonna die. My pee pee just got really hard for a second there. Wacky, man.
I'm not going to sing a song. I'm going to keep going. Washington Redskins, I think they either draft... What's his name?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Go.
Oh, I think I hear Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought I heard. I'm Googling. I think his name is Herbert something. It is. It's Justin Herbert.
Why are you so loud, man?
My mic is, like, just wacky, my dude.
Mm.
And I'm already a loud person. And when it comes down to it, me with a mic is not a good thing. So I think maybe they draft Jake Fromm. Maybe they draft Tua before the Dolphins can. I think the Redskins are taking a quarterback, and then I'm thinking the Lions are going to take Chase Young.
Yeah, maybe.
That's just how I see this going down. Giants, that's a tough one because I don't pay attention to sports a lot, so I don't know who the Giants would take. Because I don't know who else is on the board. I named the guys who I know.
Mm. Well, you got Chase Young.
Chase Young going to the Lions. Joe Burrow's going to the Bengals. I think the Redskins take a quarterback, but I don't know who. That's the problem. Maybe. You know what? No, I'm going to come out and say this. Dan Snyder is going to draft a white quarterback. That quarterback's going to be Jake Fromm. New York Giants, probably going to draft a receiver or a defensive back. I don't know any of their names, though.
Mm.
Henry Ruggs. I'm just going to say that because
Whisper,
that's the receiver I know. Henry Ruggs.
Okay.
Like, fucking Henry Ruggs.
Language.
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins take motherfucking big dick asshole titty sucker. Bitch ass titty fuck Tua, whatever his last name is. Phil, did you like my language there? I think he left. He got mad at me and left. No, he's still there. He's just ignoring me. Alright, so that's the top five, I think. I don't want to go into so much to like do the whole draft. But I really want my team, the Denver Broncos, who for some reason decided to win games where we would have had, I think we won six out of the last eight games or something like that. I think we went 6-2 down the stretch with Drew Lock in, which I'm really hating. Because then we would have had a much higher draft pick. We just lost all those games. But I want us to draft an offensive lineman. Right now, anal is a situation. Let's check this out. Seahawks ended their team early. They were saying they were going to wait till the end of the season. They ended it. It shocked me. I was out of a job. Phil was out of a job. Cock was out of a job. We were all out of jobs. And that really hurt us. I actually cried a bit, honestly. I actually cried a bit. So, that hurt when they retired. Of course, a lot of teams ending right now. I mean, Cosimo's leaving at the end of the year. Oh, I'm sorry. Cosimo is leaving at the end of the year from the Taints ownership. Although, he's not technically the owner. I'm pretty sure Jay Sean is still the owner. I mean, you know. Jay Sean. But Cosimo's leaving at the end of the year. Seahawks were gonna leave at the end of the year. They left early. Another thing, masturbators just quit. I don't know the full story. They apparently were going very rough times with their players, and they were just like, I'ma head out. Or something like that. The Tennessee Titties, obviously a new team. They took over all of their players, relocated them to Tennessee to be a titty. Yeah, that's how that's going in anal. And what we have going on right now is I'm a choke. Malik Fapson signed with the Chokes. Pissed off the Dills because I wanted to sign with the Dills, honestly. I was DMing them, and they were watching Step Brothers, so I couldn't DM them with them to respond, so I signed with the Chokes, and then I also pissed off Kazimo and the Taints, because they thought I was going to sign with them. I mean, we had some communication. I was going to go there in the off season, but then Kazimo retired, well, is going to retire from ownership, management, upper management, which is setting me off, because that he's a fun guy. He's a funny ass fuck guy. And he's pretty much the reason I wanted to go there. Not any of the players, not the chance to win the anal bowl. He's a funny as fuck guy. That's why I wanted to go there. So I don't know if I really want to go there anymore. Deontay Burnett deleted his account. Or deactivated it, I should say. That just popped in my mind because I'm looking at my DMs right now. And people are like, wait, what? Why is Park saying that Deontay died? Ugh. It's because he deleted his account. I'm obviously now becoming an edit god. I mean, let me see right here. I made edits, some of which will rape your ears and make you wish you were never born. But that is simply part of life, my friends. I'm just going to go through positions, who I think teams will draft now. So we already talked about the Dolphins, like Bengals through Dolphins, the top five picks. Chargers, think they're going with a quarterback. I mean, I don't really think they're going to play Tyrod Taylor. We saw he sucked with the Browns. So I don't really think he's going to do anything. I think they're going to still draft a quarterback. Maybe a defender. They have a pretty good defense. I don't know how they went 5-11. Oh, wait. Phillip Rivers happened. Not Phil Rivers, the anal player. Phillip Catholic motherfucking Rivers happened. The Carolina Panthers. That's a tough one. We saw their backup quarterbacks. No good. No bueno. I could see them signing a guy in free agency. Quarterback. Maybe Jameis Winston. Maybe. I don't know what other quarterbacks are really available. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is. Don't think they're going to do that, though. Who's that that's joining now? It is a second Phil Rivers. I now got two Phil Rivers in my chats, in my podcast. Anyway, welcome, Phil. Goodbye, I think, Phil. Yes, one of them left. All right. Carolina Panthers, probably a quarterback, I'm thinking. Their efficiency rankings for offense, I'm looking at ESPN, 28th in the league. That's not pretty. Their defense was only 20th, so I could see them taking a quarterback. Arizona Cardinals, they have Kyler Murray. Led them to a 5-10-1 season, according to ESPN. I didn't know that they tied it all. But I'm going to go ahead and say wide receiver. We got Fitz on his last limb. Actually, no, wait, no. Not wide receiver. They probably should, though, if there's a guy available. But their offense was pretty darn productive. 13th in the league in efficiency, according to ESPN. 31st is their defensive ranking for efficiency. Their defense in Madden, horrible. They have Patrick Peterson, who honestly needs some help. I mean, I'm thinking you take a middle linebacker. Middle linebackers get the most tackles out of anyone on the field. You look at the last 10 seasons. A middle linebacker has had the most tackles every single season. Okay, I'm back. Welcome to the Peen Team Podcast. It's just me this time. I was going through draft positions, who I think is going to draft what position. And I got cut off. It just decided to end my recording session. So part 2 of episode 1 is coming your way. I think I'm enjoying doing this by myself more than with other people. Don't tell them I said that they're going to listen to this. But, I mean, Phil left me. I don't want to invite people again. But welcome to the podcast, everyone. So we were talking about the Cleveland Browns last. 6-10 after all the hype they faced. Ain't looking pretty for them moving forward. They have probably one of the best running backs. He's big boy, great player. Odell might be leaving. Juice Landry, Jarvis Juice Landry, hasn't been the same for a while since he left the Dolphins, probably because they're not using him in the same way. Also, Freddie Kitchen's offensive scheme, or even defensive scheme, might have been a big reason why they didn't do so well. But I'm thinking here, they're not going to move away from Mayfield. Some people are saying that they're going to go ahead and draft a quarterback. No, they are not. I'm going ahead and saying they're going to draft an offensive lineman, maybe Tristan Wirfs. I hope I'm saying that right. Their offensive tackles are not good. Joe Thomas was an anchor at that left tackle for years, a Pro Bowler for years. I think he has the start record now for not games, but like snaps played. I think he has that record when he retired. Canton, yes, definitely first ballot even. He was so good. Anchor there. And he was easy to trade for in Madden, which is obviously a plus. New York Jets. Tough one. They were not happy with how Le'Veon Bell performed. So maybe running back. Their defense was okay. It was okay. It was actually okay. It was actually okay. But their offense really struggled. So either maybe a running back. Who knows? Are you going to trust Sam Darnold with that offense anymore? Maybe. Maybe not. I think you should. I mean, he's still young. He's shown improvement. Maybe, I don't know. Offensive linemen, same as the Browns. Their offensive line is not pretty. They could use a tackle, a guard, and a center. But also, maybe a quarterback. I don't know if I trust Sam Darnold, but I think he's improving. Maybe a running back. And probably a wide receiver. Next up, 12, the Las Vegas Raiders. 12th pick, defense. Anywhere on defense. They were the worst defense in the league, according to ESPN. Defensive efficiency rating. Defensive efficiency ranking, 32nd. That's the worst that you can get. 13, the San Francisco 69ers. San Francisco got this pick from Indianapolis. They don't really have a lot of needs. Their defense was really good, but I say you try to build on that there. I mean, they had great defense and everything. That's how they were winning games. They have great defensive ends. What's his name? Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa's that one defensive end that I can remember. Maybe you try to up that linebacking core, though. Because I see that that's what you need right now. Fred Warner, amazing that season. Last season is what I mean by that season. Fred Warner was amazing. But you're still having a former Super Bowl MVP, Malcolm Smith, start. Who has degressed a lot since that Super Bowl MVP when he was with Seattle. So I'm thinking outside linebacker spot. Try to upgrade there. 14th pick, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have Tom Brady. Maybe try to give him some weapons. Their defense was not bad. 8th overall efficiency ranking, according to ESPN. But their offense, yikes. I'm thinking they're going to take a running back here. Or they might sign a guy in free agency. I don't know again. But a running back here would be ideal. Give Tom Brady a heavy, strong running back that... That way, you don't have to lean on his arm 40 times a game. My Denver Broncos, 7-9, 15th pick. Ooh, I want them to draft offensive line. Garrett Bowles sucks ass. Dalton Reisner, I don't know. He's pretty good. He can develop into something. Connor McGovern, terrible. Ronald Leary sucks ass. Jamal. Whatever the guy is at right tackle, he's so bad I can't remember his name. It's probably actually a good thing. He's not as bad as Garrett Bowles. Offensive line, offensive line, offensive line. That's what we need. I swear to God, if they draft a tight end in the first round, I'm going to kill someone. 16th, Atlanta Falcons. They need defense. D and then a picture of a fence. Insert right here. They need defense. They need it bad. Not that bad, though. I mean, they did better in the draft order than my Denver Broncos, but that's probably their top team need is defense. More specifically, D-line. 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 They're running a 4-3. They have Grady Jarrett. Vic Beasley hasn't been good since 2016 when he led the league in sacks that season. Not that good anymore, that D-line. I think they drafted defensive linemen. Dallas Cowboys. They went 8-8. So, here's what we got. Dallas Cowboys had a great offense under Kellen Moore. But defense, not so pretty. They have defensive backs. They have linebackers. I'm thinking they got to get defensive line. Maybe. Now, I just see them taking defensive line. Or Jerry Jones fucks up the pick, takes some crappy bass player. Miami Dolphins got the 18th pick from the Pittsburgh Steelers when they traded me away. If they couldn't get their hands on Tua and they take someone else earlier, then, and they don't take a quarterback earlier, I could see them taking a guy like Jake Fromm or Justin Herbert here at pick 18. They need a quarterback, bad, but if they don't, but I expect them to take one early. If they couldn't get one early and they're the best player there, then they'll take a quarterback here. But if they get their quarterback that they want early, then I can easily see them taking maybe a running back here, maybe an offensive lineman, or heck, even defense. They need defense, a defensive back, most definitely. Akeem Talib on his last limbs. Xavier Howard, good. But maybe a safety to replace Rashad Jones. I think that's his name, Rashad Jones. Yeah. Or, you know what? Linebackers. That's what they need. A middle linebacker. Leads tackles. Okay. Linebacker or safety. 19th, Las Vegas Raiders from Chicago, who went. It won't show me their record. Just says 8-Chicago. So I'm assuming they went 8-8. They had a decent offense, apparently. Offense efficiency ranking 6th. Oh, wait, that's the Raiders? The Raiders had a good offense? Oh, I didn't know. Like I said, take a middle linebacker earlier. I could see him taking a defensive back here. 20th, Jacksonville Jaguars got this pick from the LA Rams. They need a defense. Or a wide receiver. I think they're going to actually take a wide receiver here. They take a defense with their earlier pick. A defensive player. 21st pick. The Philadelphia Eagles went 9-7. Their efficiency ranking on offense was 11. Their defensive efficiency ranking was 19th. They do not have good defensive backs. They need to take a defensive player. A defensive back. A cornerback. Wow. A cornerback. A cornerback. Minnesota Vikings with the 22nd pick. They got this pick from Bills. I honestly don't know. Try to get another fierce defense, maybe. Or I could also see him taking a quarterback. So linebacker, probably. Eric Kendricks, not the best player of all time. Yeah, that's what I have to say. Oh, but corner. Xavier Rhodes was trash. They cut him, I think. Probably corner, actually. New England Patriots got this pick. 12-4 with the 23rd pick. They had the best defense in the league. And the 17th offense. Will they take a quarterback? I think they should. But they might just draft one in the 6th round. Like they did with Tom Brady. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they got Brian Hoyer starting. And they still end up making the playoffs. That just seems likely to me. Okay. So I think they should draft quarterback. I think they might draft wide receiver. Gives a weapon somewhere. I'm going to go wide receiver with that pick. 24th pick. New Orleans Saints. Sorry, I had to breathe for a second there. They don't need offense. They do not need offense. defense, however, Marshawn Lattimore can't do everything. Neither can Mario Davis or Cam Jordan. Put those three together, pretty good team. But you know what I'm going to say? Draft a safety here. Von Bell isn't good. He's not good. Okay, Minnesota Vikings, pick 25. This is their actual pick. I don't know. Beats me. Pick number 26, Miami Dolphins. They got it from Houston. I think, you know what? What you do here? Draft a defensive lineman. Your defensive line is trash. Defensive line or offensive line. So I'm just going to say lineman. 27th pick, Seattle Seahawks. I had to burp. I don't know. I don't know their roster situation. Defensive efficiency 17th. Overall ranking 13th. Yikes. You know what? Screw it. Let's go ahead and make a bold prediction here. They dropped an offensive lineman. Gives you, can't Russell Wilson some time back there. Baltimore Ravens 14-2. What do they need? Weapons for Lamar Jackson. A wide receiver would be nice. Willie Snead isn't what you're looking for. Get Marquise Brown isn't what you're looking for. Get another wide receiver for this man. Or heck, a tight end for this man. He already has one. Get him another one. Get this man every single thing you can to make Lamar Jackson win another MVP. Tennessee Titans at 9-7 have the 29th pick. Draft defense. They had good defense in the playoffs, though, what I'm going to say here. Draft another defensive lineman. You could draft a linebacker. They don't really need a cornerback. They don't. They don't need any DBs, really. I'm going to go ahead and say they're going to draft a defensive lineman. Green Bay Packers, 13-3 with the 30th pick. We're almost done here. They are going to... It gets harder, by the way, as you move down, because the teams are better. And all I'm looking at right now is their efficiency rankings. I think you get Aaron Rodgers some new, fancy, new-looking weapons. Wide receiver. San Francisco 49ers. Again, this is their actual pick. They now, with that new addition of that linebacker that I told them to draft, will now get an offensive guy. Wow, shocker. And I honestly don't know, nor do I really care. They are getting offense, though. Kansas City Chiefs, with their pick, pick defense. I don't care. I hate the Chiefs. I'm a Broncos fan. I hate the Raiders, the Chiefs. And then, my second favorite team in the AFC, the team I hate the least in the AFC West, the Chargers. I pay attention to them a bit. I like their uniforms. All right. Thanks for tuning in the part two episode of this podcast. It's been fun, but bye, fan. Fan, I mean,